Good morning. I want to welcome you to worship service this morning. Thank you for coming to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And today and this morning's worship is a little bit different. We're going to be praising God with a great deal of music and singing. We will not only thank God for his blessings with our words, but music will also give us the ability to praise God with sound and melody, express ourselves in ways that often really go beyond words. I hope that God has put a song in your heart this morning. As I look out there, I can just tell that a song is in many of your hearts this morning. And as God does put that song in your heart, we will offer up to our Redeemer a good deal of singing and music. So if you will please note in your bulletin the announcements, and do take care to pray for those on the prayer list. And sometimes you might take that prayer list home so that we can be sure to pray for those who are listed. Well, at this time, since Jesus forgave us of our rebellious ways and he invites us into the eternal welcome of God, let us turn to those around us and welcome them with the peace that is so freely available in only Jesus Christ. The peace of Christ be with you all. Looking over the prayer list, and I noticed we need to especially be in prayer for Dave Franson, who recently lost his father. Just wanted to mention that. And now it's time for the scripture reading, Psalm 100. We were made to worship God. Let us be reminded by these encouraging words out of Psalm 100. We do belong to the Lord. God has generously made us his people. And hear now the word of the Lord of Psalm 100, 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his holy name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And if you'll bow your heads with me for the prayers of the people. Dear Lord, what a sad state of affairs we often find today's world. Whether it be politics, gross immorality, and all the other issues involving our society, it seems to be that we just live in a state of confusion. But, oh Lord, you created us from dust and dirt. You breathed your life and therefore your image into us. You gave us the wonderful Garden of Eden, yet for us, that just was not sufficient. Wasn't sufficient for us humans. Your creation, your marvelous, majestic, magnanimous creation, the beauty of the earth and the universe, what wonderful blessings, but yet it just wasn't sufficient for us humans. You even sent our Savior, the Messiah, down to us, who lived and walked among us, redeemed us. You sent a comforter in Jesus Christ, but you know, for the world it must not have been, and for us, must not have been sufficient. And then, if that weren't enough, all your blessings. Jesus Christ obtained the authority from the Holy Father to send the Holy Spirit down to the apostles and then down to us. The Holy Spirit which you sent to us was not diluted in power, same powerful Holy Spirit that you gave to the apostles. But yet, the world still doesn't have the same flag. It doesn't have any order or peace. What happened to the love of others on the national and international level that we're supposed to hold out for others? Well, therefore, let us ever be thankful and ever mindful. The world's really no different than it always was, because the only source of peace and hope and security that we could ever hope to have would be only through you. And, O Master, let us walk with thee. Teach us thy secret. Help us bear the strain of toil, the fret of care, and peace that only thou canst give. In the rocks and trees and skies and seas, your hand these wonders wrought. But what of love, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, kindness? Let us give you the credit for these blessings too. And this morning, let us be especially thankful for all your miracles that you've blessed us with. Let us hear the rocks and rills, the music all nature sings and around us rings, the music of the spheres. Let us experience it together in community, your church. We ask your blessings of this church. Fortify it, maintain it. Let us go out into the world. Let us be that light, your light which shines in the darkness, which shall never be overcome by the darkness. Heal those who need healing, we ask you, Lord. Save those who need saving, including us. And we praise these in the manner that you taught us, as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning, and welcome again to our what has become an annual event here at First Presbyterian Church, our hymn sing service. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, and that's what we are here to do today. A lot of people have been working on this, our handbells, our church choir, the little guys, and maybe some older guys. So we hope you enjoy it, and we hope you do make a joyful noise to the Lord. Christian faith is a singing faith. Throughout church history, great periods of spiritual revival have always been accompanied by a renewed interest in our congregation's singing. Today, we will hear and sing some of those great hymns of faith and hear stories about some of the people who wrote them. And our first hymn, our first presentation, Sing as God's Children from the Music Makers Choir, God is So Good. Composed by Reginald Heber, our next hymn was written for his own church in England. He had hoped to use it to lift the quality of hymns to correspond with the new church year, but the Bishop of London denied his request. Sadly, he packed away his 57 hymns and eventually became a missionary. Upon his death, Heber's wife found the hymns, and they were published. His most famous hymn is Holy, Holy, Holy. We sing in praise, Holy, 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 by our Handbells Choir. If you would, please, and it's on page 138 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
Another scripture reading is out of Colossians. You know, in Colossians, we see that God blesses us with so many things. Sometimes we don't give him credit for. God, not only we bless him because God is in control of everything, but because our God is the one who desires to take care and to bless us, to bless his children. So therefore, may we, along with all creation, give thanks for our good Creator, out of Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 16. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves in compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Blessed be the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our next song is We Sing in Reverence, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, hymn number 101. I would like the men to sing verse 2 when it's time, and the ladies to sing verse 3. All of us will sing 1 and 4 as well, okay? Let's try it.
When I survey the wondrous cross,
Edward Mote was born into poverty in 1797 to parents who would not allow a Bible in their home. In spite of this, Edward heard the gospel as a teenager and came to Christ. He eventually became a skilled cabinet maker and owner of his own shop. While working, the chorus to a hymn came to his mind, followed by four verses. He went on to have 1,000 copies of this hymn printed for distribution to churches, and we sing it today as assurance of Christ's faithfulness. Please stand, page 379, and sing, "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less."
God's word announces, "The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it." Knowing we are to be the stewards of all that God has provided us, let us return to God the offerings of our life and the gifts of the earth. Let us share what we have with the giving of our offerings so that our community and the world may be touched in their place of need and know that God is good. With this in mind, let us make our offerings to the Lord who has given us everything. Oh Lord, we come before you today ever thankful for your church, the body of Christ, which you have given us and allowed us to be servants of. Thank you for our lives in you. Thank you for all your gifts and blessings, some of which are in the offering plate this morning. Let us use those gifts and our service to you. Let us commit our souls again and our life's work to thinking of others in our church's mission and individually, to spread your gospel and message to the world, sometimes using words. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Well, it wouldn't be a hymn sing if we didn't have some gospel, right? So we're going to sing Victory in Jesus, and it's in your bulletin, and the last part of it is on the next page, because whoever wrote it made it longer than a hymn book. That's a joke. You can laugh. So we're going to sing the verses, and I'm going to holler out when I want certain people to sing, whether it's the men or the women. I haven't made up my mind yet, but for right now, we're all going to sit. You don't have to stand for this one, and we're going to sing Victory in Jesus. Ladies, come in about halfway. One and two. Okay, ladies, we can do better that. All right, ladies, here we go.
My Savior forever, he sought me.
Our next hymn, although not a great hymn of faith, it does personify the gospel hymn style written by Clevant Derricks. This hymn was one of over 300 songs written by Mr. Derricks. At age 21, he directed a 100-voice choir in Washington, D.C. Mr. Derricks was a pastor, a church builder, a choir director, a poet, and a musician serving many black churches throughout Tennessee, Wisconsin, and Washington, D.C. This is our presentation from our men's quartet, Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
Was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will hear
our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
It makes it right.
Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. Mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
It makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right.
It makes it right.
I do want to say thank you for coming. I see several people out there that don't usually come to this church, and I'm so thrilled to see you. Thank you for coming. I know it's awkward to ask people to leave their own church and come here, but I'm so proud and excited to see friends. I've got Pinecrest friends here. When I go over and sing with Pinecrest, Miss Elsie and I go over once a month and have a blast with the people who live there, and we're so glad that you came to be a part of our service today. As you can see, we're a small church, but we have a great choir, and we have a great church. So we will go on with the next thing, which is my part.
We're going to have to kill some time and give her a chance to get back there. But our next hymn, page 280, if you need the words, but please stand and let's sing Amazing Grace. God's children said, Amen. And so, throughout the ages, the songs of Isaac Watts, Charles Wesley, Edward Mote, John Newton, Clement Derricks, Martin Luther, and other hymn composers have been used providentially by our sovereign God to challenge the unbeliever, to edify the saints, and to bring joy and revival throughout the world. And our closing hymn will be presented by the choir, although I don't think anybody would object if everybody sang it. A mighty fortress is our God.
Thank you. Oh,
That was just amazing. It's so wonderful to have been here this morning. And for the benediction. As those blessed by God go forth to serve the Lord with joy, as you rejoice in the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, and I pray that all of you may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love which surpasseth all understanding, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.